Hello, everyone. It's time for another edition of Adventures in Careerland. I am your host, Adriano Magnifico. I'm the career lead at the Louis Riel Arts and Technology Center. That's a very cool educational institution in the Louis Riel School Division. And it's a special place where students can choose programs that are off the beaten path of their high schools. So they come from the 7 high schools in the division, and they get to choose programs like applied business management, automotive technology, baking and pastry, broadcast media, building trades, culinary arts, early childhood educator, electrical trades, aesthetics, hairstyling. You get the picture. They get to leave their school for a couple of semesters and build skills, skills that they never thought they could get in their regular school system. So it's a really neat place. Students who leave this space get themselves very ready to work and to make great choices for their post-secondary aspirations. And that's one of the great aspects of this place. Students have to leave their high school, but they leave it with intention and they leave it with purpose. And they leave then the Arts and Technology Center with real skill that they can really use in a workplace. One of the great pieces of this building is that students also intern with companies in the real world. So in those spaces, students get to apply the trade of their learning into an actual workplace. And that's pretty amazing. Students who leave the Arts and Technology Center always feel a little more confident. We've actually seen engagement numbers that we compare to the regular school system in ATC, and the engagement numbers here are doubled. Students really feel like they're engaging their work and they're learning a lot and they're getting stronger and faster and more confident, because confidence is the superpower. When people leave a space and they feel confident, they make great choices. When they know about who they are, what they're capable of doing, what skills they have, what skills they want to acquire, and who values their skills when they leave their educational institutions, they leave with confidence. And that's one of the great aspects of this building, and the great aspects of going to school should be for every school. But in this place, it's ultra, ultra cool. And in this podcast studio and the broadcast media program, I'm joined by 2 student co-hosts. And we're in season 10, episode number 1, in a long continuum. Episode number 101. We did our 100th in the last season, season 9. Now we're in season 10, and hopefully we'll have another great 100 episodes. Looking forward to this. We are joined ably in the producer's room. We have a new group of students, new group of producers. Praise Olayiwala, who's in the production room, and she's going to make sure we're running with all our technical prowess and all our technical pieces all linked up properly. We appreciate your praise. Thanks for being there for us. And I have 2 student co-hosts, 2 new ones. And this gentleman is Zach Pichet. Zach, where are you from?
I'm from Dakota Collegiate.
Dakota Collegiate. So he is one from one of the high schools. He has chosen to come here in the broadcast media program, and he's going to be one of our student co-hosts. And we also have another student co-host, and that would be Ayoma Obana. And we call her Oma for short. Did I get that right?
You're close.
I'm close. And she's very patient with me, and I appreciate her being patient with me. But these 2 young people are going to be our co-hosts for season 10. Super excited to look forward to that. I want to throw a question out to both of them right now. You left your high school. You've decided to come to the Arts and Technology Center. Why did you do that? Why don't you start us off, Zach?
I came here searching for new opportunity, away from the everyday, I guess, repetitiveness of normal high school life.
Were you bored in high school?
Yeah, I was bored.
Not because it's a bad school or anything. Like, Dakota's a big school with a lot of stuff in it, yeah. Right? There's a lot of cool things going on there. But you as a young person were in that space, in classroom scenarios, and feeling a little bored. So why was that?
I think because not everyone learns the same way. The way they teach school here is so different from high school. Like, they teach to a variety of different learning styles, like we talk about that here. the kinesthetics, the auditory and the visual, and it's really hands-on, and you form a really close-knit, a tight-knit relationship with your peers and your teacher. And I think that's special here, and I wouldn't trade it for any other form of education.
So I love that. So you really feel like you made the right call.
Oh, absolutely. There's no regrets coming here.
Oh, right on. So what do you think you want to do when you leave the place?
I don't know yet. I like that the program I'm in, like the broadcast media, it's such a wide and vast field that there's a lot of options. There's a lot of paths I can explore. And I've only been here for now, what, like 6 weeks, I think. So I think I'm still exploring my options. But I'd love to either create content or be an editor for somebody creating content, something like that.
That's pretty cool. And you're just beginning to c kind of understand who you are in this space and where you fit in it. And you're right. You don't quite know what you want to do. And I think that's the way most high school students have to think today. I think they have to think about, I just should be going out there and getting skills. I just should be getting better at things. And then start exploring where, what gravitates to me and what skills I seem to enjoy, what skills I seem to be good at. Where do they find their place out in a marketplace? Because the world will be changing. Oma, what are you thinking? Why did you choose this space?
Exactly what Zach said. Just to get away from like the everyday like school, try new things, more experience and stuff. That's like the reason why I'm here.
Okay, so this is, you've consciously chosen, you've left people back at the ranch, back in the old school. When you said, I'm going to this place, these were your friends. These were your friends back in your old spaces. What kind of reaction did you get?
They were shocked. They didn't want me to leave, but like I kind of had to. I guess it was just, I don't know, they were confused as to why I wanted to come here to just do school with us, just like have fun in like high school. And I was like, no, like it's what I do every day. I wake up at 8:30, leave school at 3. Like I'm tired of doing the exact same thing every day. And I came here, and here's just so much better because then you get to do like different stuff and like hands-on, just like Zach said, just like, yeah, instead of sitting there like at a table writing every day, learning stuff that you may not actually need in the future, but that's just me.
Well, and you're going to need them in the future. I can tell you, I don't think any company doesn't need a video editor
Oh,
today
yeah.
or a social media practitioner today. So you're learning things here and you're using them in a professional context because these aren't little cameras you're using, right? You're using state-of-the-art and industry-driven equipment, which is pretty cool. And you got some pretty cool instructors here. You have no instructors like these guys who actually work in the industry and actually do this work and can build connections. And I heard that career development guy here is really, really a great guy. I don't know.
Really?
No, have you met this guy? He's kind of amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you haven't met him yet. Anyway, Zach. Anyway, were your friends a little shocked when you wanted to come here?
Not really. I have a couple people from a past school that I used to go to that are here. I think they were kind of supportive. I think they were more question like they were unsure about the particular program I was going into of broadcast media more than coming to ATC in general. I think there's a lot more people that expected me maybe to go to one of the programs, like more of the manual labor programs downstairs and less the broadcast media one, because I don't think people understand what broadcast media is and the opportunities it creates.
Well, it sounds like they don't understand you.
No,
And
I
that's
don't
the
think
cool
anybody
part of it, right?
understands me.
And that's the interesting part. Only you two truly know what drives you. And only you two can make the decisions. And it's funny that sometimes there's groups in your school who want to bring you back into their enclave and don't leave us, don't leave us, even though it's the best for you guys to do it. And they want to keep their comfortable, safe space. You stepped off the beaten path. When you first came here, there must have been some trepidation about, geez, I wonder if I'm in the right place or am I in the right space here? Did you feel that way when you started that first couple of days? Am I in the right place?
Yeah, it's just like the people in my class were not really my people per se. Like, it's not people I actually hang out with like in real life. Not like anything bad, but it's just
Or that you normally hang out with, right?
The environment was just like different. So I'm just like thinking, like, should I be here? Should I just like have picked like something else, like hairstyling? Like, I don't know.
Or should
That's
I just go to the comfortable place back at school?
yeah.
And so when we constantly choose a comfortable place, because we're good at that space and we feel good at it. I like that space, but I know it's not good for me to do that. And we know it's not good for us to do that. Mm-hmm. You have to choose those spaces that are going to give you a little discomfort, but are going to drive you to be a better version of yourself, yeah. right? And it's a hard thing to do. So what things are you learning about yourself? And we'll start with Oma. So this one is going to be, we're going to center our time on Oma. Just because she's way more interesting than Zach, from what I
determined. Oh, yeah,
no,
absolutely.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But we want to center on Oma. Oma's going to be our guest today as we initiate our first podcast. So, Oma, what do you think you're good at? What are the things you want to learn as you move forward about yourself?
I feel like I want to be more extroverted, but, like, more just, like, outgoing, like, friendlier, like, open to actually learn stuff. Like, be more of a kinesthetic, like, learner instead of a visual learner, because it's not every time I get, like, visual learning and stuff. Yeah, that's it. I'm like...
So, are you satisfied with what you've done so far in your first couple of months here? Is it challenging? Like, I remember we had a podcast host here who was saying, I can't figure out this Premiere Pro. This is killing me.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, and it's hurting me. Like, it's, and then he's through practice, he slowly got better at it. Mm-hmm. Do you feel there's some things you go, I don't know if I'll ever get this right, or?
Not really.
Good, like, good, good.
I feel like everything just like runs smooth, I guess. Like, any other issue I have is just like a personal issue that like I can deal with like by myself. But it's nothing, like, with the program or just, yeah. I feel like everything's going smooth. Like, I understand everything's going on. Everything's nice. And I feel like I've done a good work so far, like, with my goals and, like, being more, like, outgoing and stuff. I feel like I've done, like, good work.
I can't believe you think you're not outgoing. Do you really feel like that? Like, amidst your friends, are you the quiet one?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
So are you talking about I want to be more outgoing in more professional context kind of thing?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yes. And also, like, to backtrack, like, in middle school, I was, like, so quiet. I was so introverted. And, like, I just feel so happy whenever I realize, like, how far I've come. Because right now, you don't think I'm introverted, like, at all. No one thinks that. But, like, in middle school, I was, like, the most quiet person ever. I was just by myself all the time. So I'm happy with where I am right now. And I just feel like, yeah, extroverted in, like, a professional sense.
That's
just
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get that. And you've just started. There's a whole nother semester this semester till the end of June, whole nother semester next year till January. You're going to be, both of you, I think you are going to be transformed. And you don't know it yet because I see it every time. And you're going to go back into your school and you're going to see the whole world differently because of what you encounter here. And because of the work. That's my prediction. I can't guarantee it, but I see it so often that people just change and find themselves in spaces where they just feel more confident, more proactive. I can make a decision. When you get to know yourself well, you can make better decisions. When you don't know yourself, then it's hard to make a call. I call it the needle in a haystack. I'm going to try a career. I hope it works out. Your mom may have told you to do it. Your dad may have told you to do it. Your friends may have gone into it. But when you truly choose something because you get that this will resonate with you and I gravitate towards this kind of work and these skills, some things will happen to you. So you think the broadcast media is your space right now?
Yeah.
For sure?
For sure.
Like, you mentioned hairstyling there for a second there. Did you go, what?
No, because when I went in, like, orientation, I saw, like, the people in hairstyling were just, like, my crowd, I guess.
Yes.
Like, just people I, like, hang out with.
And did they give you a quick makeover where you had, I must do this.
Yes, like, free manicures and pedicures and, like, the aesthetics group and stuff. Like, I was like, I have to do this. But then broadcast media is, like, way, like, it's my thing, I guess. Like, something that I would actually be interested in doing.
And you're going to try different things.
Yeah.
Wait, you're just I don't know, starting to see the cracks in the ice and possibilities and stuff. It's going to be pretty cool. So you've worked a little bit already, right? You've worked in the outside and you've worked in a job. What have you learned outside of this building about working in a job? A real job.
A real job.
Not a high school thing where you're working on a project and somebody doesn't do the work and then someone else does all the work and everybody gets credit for the project. Ever been in one of those?
Yeah.
So when you're outside, though, how does it work out there?
I feel like it's way more serious out there because you could get fired and stuff. You have more like responsibilities because that's the real world. You have to be more like professional and skilled and know what you're doing because if you don't, you could get a replacement. And like, I know you learn at work and stuff, but like, it's easy to replace someone at work. But here, it's like learning, then they want you to grow. But I feel like outside in the real world, they don't really care. Like, if you're not doing your job well, if you're not good, they're gonna fire you, replace you with someone else. But being at school is just better because then if you're not good, they're gonna teach you.
So you feel like you want to go to a workplace one day and work where they are interested in you as a person,
Yeah.
where they want to help you grow,
Yes.
where they respect where you're at, even if you don't know exactly how to do something, you want to be in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
I think those are out there, but you've got to get good at something first
First, yeah.
so that they choose you, right? Like you can't be a welder unless you can weld. I'm applying for the welding job. You ever weld anything? No.
No.
Well, okay. Maybe you can work in HR. And that's no diss on the HR people of the world. But if you apply for something, you got to get good at something. The beauty of you guys coming off of this beaten path is you're going to really get good at something. And in school, you do too. You get good at reading and writing. You do get good at reading and writing, correct? Like you can all read and write because you went to school.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've done something, you've gotten smarter. You can do math. You can do a lot of things. And that's the school system, the academic school system, which is very valuable. But now you're working on skills that the economy's looking for. The economy assumes you can read and write and do a little math.
Yeah. Mags was talking about like change and how this program has changed you. Has this program and like being out in like working the jobs we were doing this last week, has it changed you or changed how you see things at all?
It changed my everyday life because after school I go home, but like I feel like I'm more exposed to things now. I am like I'm doing stuff that I never thought I'd be doing. Actually like going and like recording and hosting and all that crazy stuff. It's wild. Like I would have never thought I'd be doing stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
you were hosting, right?
Yeah, I was
Yeah. Did you
hosting.
enjoy hosting? Like, how was that? Like,
Yeah, it was good. Very good.
what do you mean she was hosting? You mean this or
She
at one
was,
of your events?
yeah, at our event, she was basically doing what we were doing. She was on
Just to be
camera.
clear, just before, these students go out and stream and do all kinds of events at different venues, right? We just want to
Yes.
make sure the audience understands. In
Yeah.
the broadcast media program, they leave this building constantly and they go set up their tech. And they do work. And she was the host of an event. Explain what that is.
So I basically got to like start the event, interview like coaches, players, you
At a
know,
sporting event. What
at the
sporting
sport
event were you at?
basketball.
The provincial basketball
Yeah, yep, the
championships?
final.
How cool is that? And you're
It
streaming
was,
that with a
yeah.
team out there and for an audience on YouTube, correct?
Yes.
How big is the audience? In the thousands, correct?
Yeah,
Yeah.
correct.
Usually a lot. So you're
Yeah,
doing a pretty
usually a
cool
lot.
thing. And
Yeah.
you're a grade 11 kid streaming this thing for this larger. How does that make you feel?
I feel great. I feel like way professional. I don't feel like a regular grade 11 just sitting home doing stuff. No diss, but like you guys are kind of boring.
I've been told that a lot, that I'm kind of boring. Thank you very much. She means the regular high school system, you say, is kind of boring overall
Yeah.
because it's the same routine. I kind of have to agree with you in some ways because it's the routine of doing school, right? You get used to the routine of doing school. You get up in the morning, you get into your classes. It's a five slot day, correct? You have your lunch at the same time every day. You t teachers say, here's the content you have to learn. The interesting part about what you're doing is you're creating. Where in the school system, you're grabbing information that other people have written and created, and you're trying to absorb it, which is important because you need knowledge. Don't mishear me. You need to learn Shakespeare. You need to take Shakespeare. You've never done that, have you?
I did. I did Julius Caesar. Yeah.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me
Yeah.
your ears.
Yeah, we
I
did the
come
whole
to
play and
bury
everything.
Caesar, not to praise him. The evil man does looks after them. The good is often teared within their bones. So let it be with Caesar. I love Shakespeare.
Yeah, you love Hamlet, don't you?
I love Hamlet, but I love them all. I've read many of them. She knows. I do quote Hamlet a lot,
You
all
do.
the time, because I think it's a quintessential book. If you've never read Hamlet, it's difficult to read it on your own. But I offer this to you both, my minion co-hosts. I will teach you Hamlet if you want, at the pace you need. That's what it's a beautiful book to know, and I think it's one of the great books of Western literature. And it's referred to constantly in everything you do. You're a sports guy, Zach.
Yeah.
And a hockey guy. And you played some volleyball, but you're into sports.
I'm a dancer.
You're a dancer. Hamlet will be referred to in those contexts as metaphors and as references all the time. It's just amazing how that book and all of Shakespeare's works impact how we perceive the world. Pretty cool. But that's for another podcast, my friends. Tell me, you've done some of the skills and work out there. You've done some of the work in here. You're learning some of the skills here. You've done some of the high school pieces. You're developing now your sense of what's important to you. So what are you learning about what's important to you? And it's just early. I'll ask this question again at the end of it all. Mm-hmm. But what are you discovering about yourself, about what's important to you as a person?
Like having confidence in myself and knowing like what to do, being in control of my life. Like that one like guy said, like the one who came to talk to us that day, I forgot his Jeff. Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yes. So what he was saying, like,
okay, she's talking about the fact that we had a speaker from NAIDA.
Yeah. Oh yeah, NAIDA, like the company, like
NAIDA the company, yeah. A marketing company. Mm-hmm. And it was a very inspirational, motivational speech, right?
Yeah.
And Jeff was the CEO and the owner of the company, and he impacted you?
Yeah.
How?
By like the 5 C's, like the control, confidence, conversation, like all those. I was just like, wait, I really relate to this. This is like kind of me, because like I want confidence in myself. I want to take control of my life and what I'm doing and know what I'm doing. Have conversations with the right people, you know, get the right connections and stuff like that. That's basically what I'm working on, what I've discovered about myself and what I learned from like his whole like talk.
I've never had a student listen to a speaker and get that much out of it. That's amazing. So you're on this pathway now to self-discovery, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that's part of the gig back with your old schools. And back at your old schools, part of the gig is you're on that path to discovery, but you don't take advantage of it because the routine becomes kind of boring. The thing becomes kind of the same. The test is what the teacher wants us to learn. I have to give it back to the teacher, that kind of thing. Mm. And there's moments in school when it's pretty fun and cool, right? Mm. There have to be, right? Like, because there's projects you do in school that can be kind of cool where you're working on them. Or are the best things about school the extracurriculars, playing on the hockey team or playing the volleyball team? How important are extracurriculars to schools? Because you're pretty much doing an extracurricular here when you said it's kinesthetic. And people choose extracurriculars. And people remember their volleyball teams and their basketball teams, their chess clubs, their leadership teams, and they're all outside of school and you get no credit for them, right? How important are those activities to school?
Very important. I feel like for school, we need like air to breathe, like do something else that's not like school every day. Like playing sports, joining a club, just like doing something else, like going to the gym even, like just working out, doing something that's like gonna get your mind off of things. Yeah, like being part of a team, like my volleyball team, like being in school is just like not what, like, I just feel like we're like programmed to do school every day. It's just good we have like other stuff outside of school that we can actually like, because like we don't like school, we like stuff that happened at school, like, or like we like the people at school.
Well, you told me a good story though yesterday. We were chatting yesterday. You told me that you made the volleyball team and you were an impressive person on the volleyball team and you made the team. And then, and I totally understand that mindset, because I have some of that mindset of you worked your heart off to get on that team. And then once you were on the team, it began to lose some of its luster. And then you kind of, you didn't play volleyball in your next year, right?
Yeah.
Like you didn't. And that's where you conquered the mountain. I got on there and now I don't feel the same energy of having to maintain this for so long, right? Mm-hmm. So why do you think that way? And are you that kind of person? I'm that kind of person. I want to do things once, get them done well once, and move on to the next one.
Yes.
I think that way. And I don't know if it's the most constructive way to think. What do you think?
I don't know. And I feel like just there's something wrong with me because
No, that's part of the journey for me. That's part of the journey. You're trying things out.
Yes.
And you're exerting yourself and you're seeing what sticks to you in every activity. So something about the volleyball sticks to you, even though you didn't try out again, but you made it and you saw, I can do this.
And do it.
And what stuck to you about the volleyball experience? The best part about it? Even though you didn't continue it.
Yeah. It's just, I was kind of happy. Like, I actually put my mind and all my hard work into making the team, and I actually made the team. Yeah. That was, like, the whole highlight of the whole volleyball season. Just making the team, not actually being on the team. Like, I didn't care being on the team, but I wanted to make the team.
But what did you get out of the team, too? What did you learn from that team? Because I'm a believer in you collect your dots, and that's a cool dot, and then you can connect them. Remember, I always talk about, and I talk to you guys in class about, you can't connect the dots looking forward to Steve Jobs, right? You can only connect them looking backward. That's one of your backward dots that you chose and did, and that you committed a year or a season to. Mm-hmm. What did you get out of that? Not just what you learned about yourself and that maybe this isn't for me, but was there something about playing on the team? Was there something about building relationships? Was there something about the preparation and the hard work? Was there something about the pressure moments of playing in those games? What did you get out of that?
The discipline, because we had to wake up like really early or like stay like really late after school to like practice, do all that hard work and all that stuff. Like, we were actually like locked in on the team. Like, they wanted to win, but like, kind of sucked, but it's okay. Yeah, that's it. It's just like the discipline, like waking up early, doing like practicing and like making sure we're good, playing in games, like the teamwork, and like, yeah, and the people on the team too.
Yeah, you build relationships.
Connections. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Relationships, good relationships, like with the coach, with everyone. It was a fun experience for me.
And so that's one of your good dots. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at dots in my life, all the dots, some of them I started out and went, great guns on and turned it into something. I achieved it. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of back off on it. But it's an important dot. I take something about what I learned from it. And you learned a lot from that. You got a lot out of that dot.
Yeah.
What's the latest dot you had, Zach, that you can remember that was important to you? Something you did that was kind of, you really liked to do. That was extracurricular, not the school thing.
Probably the last football season I had. I mean, kind of the same thing that I almost said about sports. I think playing sports teaches you a discipline, how to build relationships at a professional level. And it teaches you the skills you need to be a productive person in a workplace too, just to work hard towards something.
Well, you know what? I think you're getting to something. You both talked about the relationships, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're part of the COVID cohort, right? Where you sat through COVID and didn't do anything and couldn't talk to anybody. And it was kind of, I think it was sad. Really devastating to a group coming through. And I'm not sure what you trust, or your socialization skills were just beaten down during COVID.
Yeah.
So when you're playing football and you're sitting beside the guy in the stall, getting ready to go out there, and you're communicating, and the coach, and when you're playing on the team and you're strategizing and you're working it together and you're supporting each other, I think those are the most important things young people can do, instead of sitting in, and COVID wouldn't let you do it. And those are such foundation years for you guys growing up, right? You guys were like in junior high when that was going on, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Foundation years about building relationships, about feeling confident, about socializing with your friends, and not just texting people on a phone. And that's all you could do in COVID.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was hard. So you guys have come out of it well. You seem to be energetic, but you've chosen extracurriculars to help you develop some of the skills you need to move forward. Because when you leave this building, they're going to be looking for people who can build relationships, who can connect with others, who can be interesting, gregarious, kind, generous. They're going to be looking for your people, and you're building those skills, and you're interacting with people constantly. Mm-hmm. You begin to understand your own boundaries and what you need to work on and what you need to figure out. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool about what you're doing and some of the stuff you've done. Hey, the big influences in your life. Who were the big influences in your life?
My mom.
Your mom.
Hardworking.
Well,
you know,
and she feeds you all the time, right?
And she feeds me all the time. Yeah, my mom is loving. My older sister, hardworking as well, outgoing, you know, big heart, super big heart. I like them.
And they look out for you?
Yeah, they really do.
Okay. Do you talk to them a lot?
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice your mom's given you? Among them, because it's probably every day.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Every day.
Let me think. This one time, I'll just give like a backstory, but this one time I went like to like a job, like an open job interview with my friend. But then she, like, I invited her to this place and then she got the job, but I didn't. So I go home, I'm like, oh, that's so sad. Like, I actually invited her, but like, I didn't get the job. My mom's like, it's okay. Like, your time will come. And like, when yours comes, it'll be better. Like, this is just not your time right now. Like, yeah, just like, wait for your time. Just be patient. And then when it's actually your turn, it's going to be better than like whatever you expect or whatever you thought it was going to be.
Dude, and what great advice.
Yeah, that was the great advice, I guess.
It calmed you down, right?
Yeah, it did.
And it made you understand that there's still way more ahead of me.
Yeah. And it actually did work because I got the next job and my pay was higher than hers. But, yeah.
Even though it's not a competition,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's not. But, like, it's not. I was patient and it did work. So.
But that's where your support group helps you, right?
Yeah.
And it helps build your confidence and it picks you up when you're feeling down.
Yeah.
And that was good. Good for you. And your sister demonstrates the hard work and the work ethic and she's supporting you all along.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. And it's good to have that support group. Who's the support group in your group?
My dad's a huge influence in my life and somebody I look up to, who I try to model myself after in like my everyday life. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. How is he support to you? Like, what does he model? Like, what do you see in him?
He's a really hard worker and I see myself a lot in him. So he's somebody that I can shape myself after.
So he models that hard work ethic.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, he does.
Very good. We'll talk more about that because you're the guest next week.
Yeah.
We'll talk more. Now, you've taken the plunge. You've been here. And we do something a little interesting called, it's usually the lamest thing ever, but we continue to do it. And we have a new student producer group and co-host group. And we're going to use last year's quick cue format. But Oma is going to be the recipient of it this time. She is our guest. And Zach is going to explain what quick cues is, and he's going to ask Oma to partake of it. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, so quick cues is just a series of this or that questions we ask our guests every week at the end of the podcast. It's about 10 questions. So are we ready to get going?
Well, it kind of works too. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Just to be clear, Oma. They're quick answers.
Yeah.
You don't think about them.
No.
Okay.
Right? So this is our trial run before we have real people on here. Not that you're not real people, but we'll do this a couple of times.
Important
so,
people.
So and we want to get this right and have fun with it. It's meant to be fun.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Oma?
Yeah.
All right. Sunny day or rainy day?
Rainy day.
Classic or modern music?
Classic.
Ranch or mayo?
Ranch.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry.
Action movies or comedy movies?
Action.
Books or movies?
Books.
Apple or orange juice?
Apple juice.
Headphones or AirPods?
Headphones.
Surfing or bungee jumping?
Surfing.
Cowboy hats or cowboy boots?
Boots.
Chocolate cake or velvet cake?
Velvet.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Parties or concerts?
Parties.
And what's your favorite podcast?
Adventures in Korea Land.
And the crowd goes wild.
Well, we don't care about the first 10 answers. We only care about that last answer.
The last one, right, right,
very
right.
Good. It's been very interesting, Oma, talking to you. If you were to say one thing now you've just come out of the grade, you're in grade 11.
Yeah.
You've just come out of that grade 10 world. What advice would you give to a grade 10, knowing what you know now about making your path forward and trying to figure out where to go?
Okay, just don't do what your friend does. Like, I know we want to do what our friend does, but just, like, do your own thing. Be your own person. Do whatever your heart tells you to do. Do not go because your friend is going. You know, just Do other stuff. That's not what everybody else is doing. Be different, you know, be open, like, yeah, be open-minded. There's way more opportunities out there. There's way more people to meet. Do not, like, depend on, like, just a bunch of people. Like, be independent.
Yeah, and does that mean taking a bit of risk? Step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your comfort zone. Very good. That's brilliant. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Oma, you're an interesting person.
Thanks.
That's very good. And Zach, it was very nice having you in this podcast. These are our two young podcast co-hosts for season 10. And I appreciate the production from Praise back in that room. And we have Angela coming tomorrow for another podcast. So we have a couple of Cracker Jack producers. How exciting is that? We got a couple of whiz bang co-hosts. And unfortunately, we're stuck with me running this thing. So, shut up. This is going to be a great podcast. We're looking forward to another great season. You can pick up some of our announcements and work on some of our social media platforms. You'll find this on also some of the all the podcast platforms that anyone cares a darn about. And that is it for Season 10, Episode 1, Number 101 of Adventures in Career Land. Woo!